Unit 5. Oil. Most countries depend on two fossil fuels, oil and coal, to produce electricity. They depend on oil alone to fuel most motor vehicles, planes, and ships. Although there are oil fields in the U.S., Venezuela, Nigeria, and parts of the former Soviet Union, the world's industries cannot operate without a continuous supply of oil from the Middle East. It is in such countries as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iran, and Iraq that some of the largest oil fields are found. Any interruption of this supply because of war, terrorist activity, or even a simple decision by the oil-producing nations to reduce the supply raises the price of oil. There can also be an increase in the price of oil when the demand for it becomes greater than the supply. China's economic boom, for example, has meant that China needs to import more oil than ever before. Other countries also need to maintain their supplies. Therefore, the overall demand for oil is now greater than ever before. When the price of oil increases, there are increases in the cost of producing electricity for heating, lighting, and machinery. In addition, there are increases in the cost of petroleum products for fueling motor vehicles, aircrafts, and ships. This additional cost is passed on to the consumer. As a result, nearly everything that people need costs more. As prices rise, wages and salaries have to rise so that people can afford to pay the higher prices. As wages rise, the cost of producing and distributing goods rises again, this time because of the increase in the cost of labor. An inflationary spiral begins. The effects of very high inflation can be disastrous for a nation's economy. It is essential, therefore, that the price of oil be kept at a reasonable level.